You're listening to the GM Shuffle, presented by DraftKings and VSiN.
We're back in the GM Shuffle. Marty, we've done comments before that we didn't cover every team in the topic. Well, we have 48 minutes, so if we don't get to your team, I'm sorry about that. You can leave us a comment on YouTube with your suggestions on teams here that should be in tier 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You can leave us a comment on who you think the worst combination of offensive play call and quarterback is in the NFL. We still have to get to some tier 2 teams, Marty, that you have in tier 2. I have some of these in tier 2 as well. You might have one in tier 3, I think, but the Denver Broncos. So Sean Payton and Bo Nix. And Davis Webb is supposedly calling plays this year for Denver. I don't believe it. I think it's more of a situation where maybe he's radioing the plays in to the quarterback, Marty, taking a bigger role in offensive design. I can't imagine Sean Payton all those years with that big play sheet calling plays is just not going to have a say in what gets called every down, Marty. So I'll believe it when it happens. So maybe this is a Davis Webb and Sean Payton combined offense. I still think it's Sean Payton, a really good play caller.
Unfortunately, we went against the Saints with Sean Payton twice a year for, over 10 years. And nobody has more respect for the guy as a head coach and the offensive play caller. He's calling the plays. I mean, David Webb might be. After they have talked all week and said, okay, in this situation, we're calling this play. But Sean Payton is running this offense. He is running this offense. And I always like looking back to you know, who had the most influence on him. And Bill Parcells has a huge influence on Sean Payton. And Sean Payton is not going to give up play calling duties. What I think they're going to do is get Davis Webb more involved and go through the process, and he will know what's going on each time. But maybe he'll call play here or there. But Sean Payton's not giving up that control of calling plays. He's just not going to do that. That's not in his DNA.
No chance. Tier two for me and Marty, use the tier two team as well is Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love. Again, the same Packers thing, like, is always the same thing. Like, I think LaFleur is better than Love. Like, if you were to wait sort of who gets the credit for the offense, it's Matt LaFleur. I'd love to see him with a more talented quarterback. But that's a good offense. It's a good offense. It's well designed. I don't think Jordan Love is, really a tier two quarterback. I think he's, he presented tier two because the play caller.
Exactly. And I almost dropped them. I just didn't know what category to put them down in, but they just don't give you the feeling. They kind of give you the feeling that they're on this even trend and they're not really going to make a run at deep into the playoffs. It just doesn't seem like that. I mean, the team that I had down here, Jeff, that really intrigues me is the Ravens with Lamar Jackson and Declan Doyle. And, we just finished talking about Sean Payton and how much we respect him and admire his play calling skills. Declan Doyle spent, 3-4 years with him. He is now the offense coordinator. And, it's just funny, Jeff, because I go back to the Ravens last year, and we've said this, I've said this on this program, but when you watch them, their body language, there just seems something off. Now you're reading things about Lamar, and they're saying about how Lamar's getting challenged, and Declan Doyle's being tough on him. And I think Lamar Jackson wanted this. I think the Baltimore Ravens offense needed this. I think they needed a restart. And I am really excited to see how this combination and how the Ravens offense work out. They could be a surprise team, not a surprise team, but I don't think people expect to see them. Like, we were talking about them and the Bills last year. I'm not sure they're still not capable of being in that conversation. We just have to see it.
So I have a tier that is basically new offensive coordinator plus veteran quarterback. All right. So that's Baltimore, right? That's Detroit with a young play caller and a veteran quarterback. That's the Commanders with a first-time play caller, David Blau, who's felt like he was playing as a starting quarterback 3 years ago on a Thanksgiving game for the Lions. And then Philadelphia, where Sean Mannion is getting his first opportunity to be a play caller with Jalen Hurts. I put them in their own tier. Like, that's where I have Baltimore. It's not that I
– Yeah. Yeah.
It's not really a Lamar thing. It's more just like I have those four teams. I think I'm right on those. Those four teams, new OC plus veteran quarterback, Jane Daniels including as a vet. Like, those feel like Philly, Washington, Detroit, Baltimore. Those are teams that could end up, if we do the same thing next season, I'm not sure we'll get a tier one. Maybe if Baltimore is really good or the Commanders are really good this year. But it does feel like those are very viable candidates. Philly, Washington, Detroit, Baltimore to be tier two teams in this sense at the end of this exercise next season.
Can I throw another combination up and see what you think if they fit in that category? Todd Monken, Deshaun Watson.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So,
what do you think?
Deshaun just hasn't been good in 6 years, Marty. And so,
he has not.
Todd Monken, by the way, I don't think gets enough respect for what he did at Georgia. He was a great, he really supercharged them at the championships on offense. And he had, what, he had Stetson Bennett and who was the other quarterback they had there? Forget who it was. But I mean, if Watson's good, yeah, I think that's possible.
I mean, I know evaluators that I really respect that thought that Deshaun Watson was going to be the best quarterback in the league coming out. I mean, they loved him. And obviously, we know the story. We know the issues. But this is one of those combinations that it just kind of jumps out at me and saying, because people don't even have, you know, we don't even know Deshaun Watson's going to start. Possibly, I guess. But if he does with that combination, I really think that they can cause some problems for teams.
So maybe they're in that category as well. The other one I had
Where did you have Leon Cohen and Trevor Lawrence?
So I had them at the end of tier two, because my tier three, there feels like a very clean break into what tier three is, even though I feel like I have them tier two. End of tier two is where I had them. I think you had them in tier three.
I had them in that we will see group. Yeah. With Kevin O'Connell and David Canales. And
okay.
Guys.
One group that I actually think that, well, you have them actually in tier four. I have them in tier three. And I kind of feel like the Cincinnati Bengals. Okay.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. I think Zach Taylor is not one of the best play callers in the NFL, and that really cost the Bengals the ability to be the best they can be. I know Joe Burrow wants to play in shotgun. I don't like it. They go under center a little bit more. And the one thing I hate to continue to hear is this idea of like that it's okay for Joe Burrow to take sacks, to get hit. It's not. It's not okay. You have to fix the offense to make sure Joe Burrow does not get hit.
Exactly. I agree. And that's why, listen, I didn't know what tier. I think there's a possibility they can win the division if he stays healthy and they stay healthy and they play well. I do have my questions about Zach Taylor. I didn't know where to really put him. I had teams, Jeff, that, you know, I really don't know what, but like Miami, Bobby Slowick and Malik Willis. Now, you know how I feel about Malik Willis. I think he is going to really break out this year. And you look at Bobby Slowick, he was with Houston 23-24 when C.J. Stroud got NFL Rookie of the Year honors. So I'm looking and saying, okay, can there be a little spark, a little magic down there? I don't know. But also Brian Daboll going to Tennessee with Cam Ward. Those are guys. And I had Joe Burrow and Zach Taylor there just as a question mark because, heck, they could go as high as tier one if everything's working for him because of the abilities of Joe Burrow. It's just, it's really hard to figure out where some of these teams are going to end up.
Well, I have that sort of grouping, Marty, that I have here as what did I put down? Experience, OC, and new quarterback. And maybe that fits into that category a little bit there. Now, Slowick's not an experience. I think some of these other guys are. Here as well, but like I put in here Minnesota, which I think is the most fascinating discussion of them all because Kevin O'Connell is a great OC, and if he can just get the most out of Kyler Murray, man, that offense is going to be one of the best in the NFL.
Yep, and they have talent on defense. So now you're talking about them as a contender. I mean, we just there's gonna be a surprise team out of this group here. There's gonna be a surprise, and if you go back and you look at it, second year head coaches, first year quarterbacks, but usually it's a team that has made a recent change and really kind of injected energy into the organization.
Absolutely. I also put in here experienced OC, new quarterback, Brian Daboll and Cam Ward. Not, you know, Cam's not new per se, but in his second year, that one really fascinates me too, because I think Brian Daboll is a good offensive coordinator. I think he wasn't in a bad situation or was in a bad situation with the Giants.
Yes, and they desperately needed receivers on offense. They got some. They definitely need to increase the talent on the offense. But I've always liked Brian Daboll. I've always liked him as a play caller. And you know, Cam Ward is the one to me that has to prove to me how far they're going to go, because I just thought I want to see if he can produce consistently. He didn't have a lot of help last year. They need a better offensive line. They need better receivers. They're going to do that for him. I'll be interested to see how he progresses.
That's it for the show today. Hope you guys enjoyed it. But first, Marty, the one that I can't wait to watch this year, Clint Kubiak and Mendoza in Vegas. Yeah. That one, maybe I know what I'm getting. I think I know what I'm getting from Kevin O'Connell and Kyler Murray. This one could be like a big boom by the end of the season for the Vegas Raiders.
Yes, most definitely. And I think we kind of expect it. Now the question is, what path are they going to take? And they'll decide that in training camp. But is Mendoza going to start off and go the whole way or come in, say, midseason? That's going to be interesting. But that Clint Kubiak, that combination is very exciting for the future.
It's going to be an exciting season, Marty. A lot of good offense, a lot of good quarterbacks in the NFL, a lot of good partnerships. Oh, we like the league. There's so much every year innovative between these groups. We'll be back next week, everyone. Take care. Hope you guys have a great week. Talk to you guys next Monday. Take care, everybody.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With a Cintas Apparel Plus program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.